You are on Texas Standard Time.
Well, by now you've heard about the signature plan of this past Texas legislative session, a multi-billion dollar school finance measure that provides for teachers and other members of staff, for those in line to get pay bumps, a welcome gesture from state lawmakers, perhaps. But now comes the hard part. Who gets what and how much exactly? How do you actually apportion those raises that state lawmakers promised? Noel Candelaria is the president of the Texas State Teachers Association. Good to see you, sir. Thanks so much for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What does this new law say about how much teachers are actually entitled to, or are teachers actually entitled to a pay raise?
They're entitled to a pay raise, and what that pay raise actually is dependent on two things. One is a portion of the formula that the legislature allocated, but then also what districts are willing and able to do on top of that. So, the legislature, out of the $6.5 billion new dollars that are going into public education, they've got to take 25% of that, and then take that 25%, 70% of it has to go to teacher pay raises,
okay,
teachers, nurses, librarians, and counselors. The other 30% has to go towards all the other full-time employees except administrators. And so what we're seeing all across the state is anywhere from, 2-3% pay raise to as high as, 8% that we've seen. And so it's all over the place.
So why is it, or how is it, that school districts are coming up with such radically different numbers? Are they just deciding to divvy the pot in different ways?
Well, I mean, I think what we're seeing is the formula and what the districts are getting in new money is vastly different across every school district, depending on what allocation they were given as a school district. And so some districts, because they're fast growth districts, have additional resources because their property rates are expanding, and they've got more property value, and so they're able to do more on top of what the state actually allocated. And so that's why we're seeing vastly different pay raises all across the state of Texas.
Now there is a baseline, though. If you are a teacher in the state of Texas, you are, correct me if I'm wrong here, you are assured to get how much of a percent of a pay hike?
There is no actual percent.
Oh.
There is not. And that's where the formula comes in, because depending on what the average teacher pay or what the teacher pay is in that specific school district, it's going to vary all across the state.
So it's not just the amount, it's the actual percent that varies too.
Exactly. And so because the law was very specific on teachers with 6 years or more of experience getting a higher pay raise than those that are 0 to 5. So that's why you're also seeing a vast array of different pay raises all across the state, and how they're differentiating the pay between teachers that are new to the profession and those that have a little more experience.
I see. Well, what are you hearing from Texas teachers and from school districts more broadly?
Well, I mean, school districts obviously, are frustrated because it's still not enough. When they cut $5.4 billion back in 2011, the 6.5 has not even filled, the gap that was created back in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the districts are grateful, the teachers are grateful that we've actually helped, close that gap. Teachers are still, they're grateful, but there's still a lot of room to catch up. Teachers in Texas before this session were $7,000 below the national average.
So where does this leave us now? I mean, the legislative session is over. There's not going to be another one until 2021. What does that mean as a practical matter?
What we've been doing and what our members have been doing all across the state is showing up to those school board rooms, and getting those school boards to find the additional resources, to actually give them the pay raises they deserve, because a lot of them have been flat for 3, 4, 5 years, have not gotten a pay raise. And on top of that, health insurance costs has continued to go up. So what our members have been doing is not only showing up to their school boards and, getting their school boards to do what's right for teacher pay, and not just teacher pay, but also the pay of all of our support staff. But also, we're already organizing and getting ready for the 2020 election. If we want to make things better for us, it's about who's sitting in those legislative seats when we come back in 2020 and change a few players who still are not, wanting to fully fund our public schools.
All right, lawmakers, you hear that? Noel Candelaria is president of the Texas State Teachers Association. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on
The
Standard.
Thank you for having me.